Lower walnut prices. Will growers push out older orchards when they can? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. Dan Sumner is a distinguished professor in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics, and he's the director of the UC Agricultural Issues Center at UC Davis.
You know, it takes a couple of years, and of course, whether you pull out an orchard, we saw some of that during the drought as well, where you say, gee, that orchard's going to come out sometime in the next 3 or 4 years. Prices are down. I expect they'll be down, you know, for a year or so. Maybe a guy could make that decision. So I'll yank it now rather than later. And at the same time, it may make perfect sense for that same grower to plant new walnut trees. Figuring 7 or 8, 10 years from now, when I get into full production, the market will be back. So that's on the yanking the orchards at.
But expanding walnuts on new ground, that may not happen anytime soon, said Sumner.
Given the current prices and long-term projections that some people are making, you may say, I'm not going to be devoting a lot of new ground for net expansion in walnuts. But, you know, when we go back with new cultivars and higher yields and different tree spacings, production can go up even though we haven't increased the total number of acreage, say, in walnut. And we may have fewer bearing acreage, at least for a few years.
Sumner said, despite the lower prices, walnuts are still a great crop for California.
You know, for the long haul, a walnut seemed like a reasonable thing. California can compete with the rest of the world.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.